As more people lose their jobs, we're likely to see more foreclosures. Foreclosures, of course, aren't good for homeowners. They're also not good for neighborhoods. And a lot of the time, they're not good for banks, either. Back in February, President Obama had a solution to get everyone to work together to stem foreclosures. Our Planet Money team has been tracking the program called Making Home Affordable. As Hannah Jaffe Walt reports, the team is hearing from a lot of people that the program is sort of messy.
President Obama had a plan. Jeff and Kira Nielsen, let's be honest, they weren't that interested. CNN was blabbing. They had a half, even a quarter ear to the TV. They were busy. But Mr. Obama kept talking, and it kept sounding important.
Through this plan, we will help between 7 and 9 million families restructure or refinance their mortgages so they can avoid foreclosure.
Jeff Nielsen thought 7 to 9 million? Okay, that's a lot of people. Then Mr. Obama said there would be a special plan for people with mortgages owned by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Jeff to his wife, hey, isn't our mortgage with Freddie Mac? Well, the TV responded, you've got to be paying more than 31% of your gross income toward your mortgage. Easy, Jeff thought. I just lost my lawyer job, he told the TV. Income? Those mortgage payments are coming out of my savings. By the time Mr. Obama was talking about resolve and the American dream, Jeff was already to the phone. Wells Fargo, his mortgage servicer, hello, I'd like to apply for a home loan modification.
And the bank didn't quite know what to do with that. We don't know yet. We don't know anything more than you know. Just send in, you know, all kinds of documents, and we'll get to it as soon as we get the details from corporate.
So Jeff basically guesses what a loan servicer might want from someone applying for this new program, sends a bunch of stuff in, 2 months pass. No info. He calls again. He starts calling twice a week. Another month passes. Jeff is told someone has his file on their desk, but no one can tell him who that person is, if they've reviewed it, touched it, even brushed by it.
Do you remember that scene in Kill Bill where Uma Thurman is trying to fight Lucy Liu? And she wants to fight Lucy Liu, but Lucy Liu has all these henchmen. And so she has to fight all the henchmen, and then Lucy Liu has like 50 more henchmen. And then you just can't get to Lucy Liu. But I feel like instead of being, you know, this really skilled samurai warrior, I'm like Jonathan Lipnicki trying to get through all of these, you know, henchmen. So, like, I have no chance to get to Lucy Liu.
I thought, okay, let's get Wells Fargo on the phone. I call the press person. He takes Jeff's info and then nothing. More calls, more email. We won't talk. And in the meantime, Jeff has got himself worked into a tizzy over this. You know, he's trapped in this customer service phone vortex. So we're talking, and I think let's three-way in Julia Gordon. She's with the Center for Responsible Lending. She knows a lot about this program. She can give some context.
It's extremely common. Servicers have been overwhelmed since this crisis started.
Hey, Julia, can I?
Yes.
My understanding is that they'd be incentivized to the tune of 50 cents on the dollar for every dollar they were able to reduce my mortgage by lowering the interest rate. I would think they would be greatly incentivized to want to keep a performing loan on their books.
That has been the mystery that's plagued us throughout this crisis.
Gordon says one theory is that the servicers just don't know how to do it. They don't have a process in place to change payment amounts and interest rates, so people aren't getting through the system to this shiny new program, a program that was supposed to modify 4 to 5 million mortgages. So far, according to the Treasury Department, servicers have modified a little less than 17,000. And that's the end, where the program is today, the end of Jeff's story. But then this happened. A couple days later, the story kept going. Jeff called Wells Fargo again.
And they told me something very different than they had been telling me for, you know, the last 10 days. They told me, now I'm approved.
You're approved.
Yeah, weirdly, as that sounds. In fact, when I hung up with that person, I immediately called back just to get someone else on the phone to make sure the person I was speaking to wasn't drunk. So I called immediately back and had the exact same conversation. He told me the same thing, so that was very heartening.
I called Wells Fargo again. What happened here? Still nothing. I called Julia Gordon. Ah, the being struck by lightning option, she told me. There does seem to be one quick and easy way to get approved for this program, Gordon said. Get national media interested in your story. That, or a member of Congress. Otherwise, you gotta join the line. Hannah Jaffe Walt, NPR News.